and the conclusion of the legal battle, protesters continued to picket outside the Western Cape High Court as Cape Union Mart sought an interdict, halting protesters outside their stores, claiming that activists are disrupting their business by blocking customers and also alleged harassment of staff. So the matter has obviously drawn strong response from individuals, with Palestinian activists arguing that Cape Union Mart is a party to apartheid Israeli actions in connection with the genocide that is ongoing in Gaza. So we've got her online, Oyisa George, VOC journalist. Oyisa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, MJ. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm also well.
Listen, an indication of you being very busy, I sent you a voice note. Your reply was very simple. I'm in court. I cannot listen to the voice note. That's how busy you've been over the last three days at the Western Cape High Court, eh? Monday you reported, Wednesday you reported, and today. Has day three, has proceedings been completed yet, or they are still busy?
So, MJ, the judgment in the Western Cape High Court matter between the Cape Union Mart Executive Chairperson, Philip Kravitz, and the Palestine Solidarity Campaign has been reserved after both parties concluded the argument this afternoon. As we have been indicated, but we were just being told now that the court is going on recess, so we're still going to wait until they get back from recess, and then we're going to get the final verdict on the matter. So just to create a sensator from this morning. Only the pro-Palestine supporters gathered with demonstrators waving Palestinian flags and chanting slogans in support of the boycott campaign against Cape Union Mart. Unlike previous days of the proceedings from Monday and Wednesday, today was slightly different. There was no visible counter-demonstration by pro-Israel supporters. So in closing submissions from the court this afternoon, the Cape Union Mart advocate argued that the respondent had failed to justify allegations that Gravitz and the company found a genocide or any complicit in the killing of civilians in Gaza.
So I know you made reference to it yesterday, Oyisa, because you were there on the ground. Things became very heated between pro-Palestine supporters and a small contingent of pro-Israeli supporters. So that was not the case. Things were not heated at all today compared to yesterday.
Yes, correct. So it was just the pro-Palestine supporters that were seen or visible this morning. So there were no fights or altercations that were seen or reported this morning.
Any highlights from arguments from either side that you've managed to document and record from either side, whether it is from the Palestine Solidarity Campaign side or from Cape Union Mart side, arguments?
So yeah, there were quite notable arguments from both sides. So just to continue with the argument from the Cape Union they argued that the PSC's claims rely largely on media reports, as I did mention earlier this week. They rely on opinion pieces, hearsay evidence, rather than admissible facts. He submitted that the legal team from the Cape Union Mart, he submitted that the respondent had failed to establish a valid defense for the statements made during boycott campaigns and protests. So the applicant legal team also rejected attempts to link Cape Union Mart to Kravitz's personal activities or charitable donations, arguing that the company is a separate legal entity. So the legal team from the Cape Union Mart added that documents requested during the discovery process had been provided and that the respondent ultimately did not pursue an application to compel further disclosure. So meaning that they did not produce all the documents that were required from the respondents. So, yeah.
I take it you'll be at court up until after recess, waiting on the judgment and the conclusion, Oyisa?
I will wait until the final verdict. Also, the last points from today's hearings. Earlier in the proceedings, the PSC maintained that it had a lawful right to protest outside the Cape Union stores, and admitted that using slogans including "They fund genocide," "Stop genocide," and "Boycott apartheid Israel." So the organization argued that its campaign was based on Kravitz's alleged support for Israeli organizations rather, and policies, and sought to have parts of the application struck out.
All right, Teresa, we will wait on what the verdict would be like. Hopefully, we'll be able to chat to you perhaps a bit later, or alternatively, tomorrow you can give us a wrap maybe in studio on PM Drive.
For sure, I'll definitely do that.
All right, many thanks to Oisa George, a VOC journalist.